This is No Thanks Bandnecks, episode 110 for Sunday, May 9th, 2010. This episode is brought to you by After the Power. With screen caps of over 175 actors in television and film, After the Power brings you up to speed with your favorite Power Rangers actors after they've left the spandex behind. Check it out at afterthepower.blogspot.com.
So you want to start from the beginning? How many episodes we missed?
Gun to my head, I can't tell you what happened in nine.
Yeah. No, nine is the turning point of the series. I loved it.
Which one? You gotta tell me which one.
One is the girls. They're pairing off, and they're fighting each other, basically.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're fighting over, hey, you said you wanted this ice cream. No, you said you wanted that ice cream. But I changed my mind.
It's the Ashley Cassie episode, yes. Pretty much.
Yes.
I really wanted to shoot someone. I really wanted
to. No, I like...
I'm really starting to hate ears. I'm really...
Ears?
No, I can't believe it. No. This episode, I finally realized, is like, the whole series is going to be about her being crazy, and it's great.
I'm being crazy.
Like, she's just going to be a schizophrenic person throughout the entire series, and they're all going to have to suffer. They're all going to have to say, oh, stick Alita with her.
See? I hate Pink Rangers. Just hate them.
Oh, my goodness.
No, she's growing on me. And, like, in the fight, whenever she just whips out her gun, and she's like, combine! And she's going to combine with the Yellow Ranger's weapon, and she's like, no, it's not going to work. She's like, I'll make it work.
Yeah,
that's a sky.
That was something that happened. Yes,
I love this.
This water hose will somehow turn into, like, I don't know, a powerful just because I want it to.
I just couldn't get over, like, the monster. It's like your master plan is to make all the dude slaves. And not just, like, slaves, like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna, like, terrorize Earth or whatever. No, she makes them into her human chair.
Yeah.
Human people. Lamp. I mean, she started out so, like, cool sounding, and then she turned into, like, ugh.
I think she's from the Dyke Tribe, too. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Their crazy feminist agenda.
So, that episode, I was just like, so over it. Like,
I'm starting to really like the Yellow Ranger, quite frankly. She's growing on me.
She's a grower?
I like the
growth
on that.
Because she has to put up with the Pink Ranger, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's tough. Just tolerate this madness.
All right.
And I really liked it, like, when she whipped out that other card to trap the pink one in the middle of battle. She's like, you know what? No, you're just too crazy. You're going to stay here for a minute. That's right. You sit down.
You chill out, and I'll deal with this.
Yeah, she's awesome. I like her.
But then, like, the guys were all trying to, like, you know, figure out, like, oh, no, they're not compatible. And then Red's like, no, they're compatible because...
Of course they are.
She's trying to protect her, and the other one's trying to protect... I'm like... Why are y'all trying to look so deep into something that ain't there? They think each other is crazy. That's it.
All women secretly hate each other. It's a fact of life.
Yeah, I was so over this episode. I was just like, wow, when is this going to end? When? Yeah. When?
It did simultaneously make me like the Yellow Ranger and hate the pink one.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not digging ears right now. Not a fan of ears right now.
Okay, yes. One at a time. What?
Go for it. We already said it. We heard.
I mean, I wish I had more to say, but I honestly, like, barely remember this episode, and I don't even have it to.
Oh, it's not that memorable for you.
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping the Ghost Sager episodes on the computer. They've been sticking around.
Yeah, I just watched them all, like, now, so.
I'm so sorry.
That's why.
Over it.
I still think in general the last three have been, I don't know, better for me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's just the lowered expectations. Like, you know what's coming. You know what you're getting into.
But you know what? I mean, yeah, I actually liked eight. Like, genuinely. So
was eight the one where they were digging in the field?
Now,
eight's the one with what's his face? We find out he had a partner.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
No, that's 10.
That's 10.
Wait, is it?
Yes, oh, wait, it's
I
10.
I got my numbers wrong. Yeah, 10.
Ten's deck of green.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I thought Tristan was bringing up. Not 11.
Wait, which one is
10 one? Is the one where we found out about his partner. Yes. 11 is the one that is
his
in a partnership.
His partner, yeah, partner.
10 is the one that I actually genuinely was like, okay, this is actually kind of cool.
I'm just confused now because now they're going to get a big green ostrich, but there was a green ranger. I don't know. It looks weird because it makes me think the ostrich should be his, but there's nothing water-like about an ostrich.
Well, he's not Sikh.
It's not his. Why do they have a green one? Well, everything needs a color.
Why do they have an orange, whatever that is? Like, there's no orange.
Yeah, they have an orange, like, Tyrannosaurus header. Like, I mean, it's just no.
Yeah.
Zord could be, I don't know, white?
Isn't there like a pink dragon head? Like, I mean,
I think that one is red. I think so.
There's dragon heads.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. It was like green, purple. It was like the whole rainbow just came flying out. Because Alata believed.
So in other words, they don't give a crap. That's what it is. They just don't. Yeah. They just slap on a color, animal, good to go.
I'm confused why there is an ostrich.
Well, we're gonna find out.
Yeah, I see. I don't know what you're talking about because, like, you look at those like pictures and junk, and I don't.
It's an ostrich. It's a big green ostrich. And yes. I think it looks good. I mean, in that there's one particular image where it's like CG, and it's like it looks like it's flying across the screen. Like, it looks kind of cool. I like it, but.
Yeah, and then the sixth ranger has a red, black, and blue one for some reason. I don't know.
Another ostrich?
No. He has three. He has like a sea lion, a real lion, and
a dandelion.
He has one of each. One of each element.
Lion for each element.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Well, that's interesting. I didn't even notice that.
They know sea lions aren't really lions, right?
I think that's like his animal, right? He's a lion guy.
Yes,
I guess.
Never had a series that had a lion in it before.
What? Yeah. I guess that's why they got the ostrich. That's the cool new thing. Right?
Wow.
Yeah, that one will take off for a couple of years.
Yeah, it takes off with the kitties. Kitties love the ostrich.
At least last year they gave us a lobster. That was cool.
Lobster, squid. Yes, squid.
Yeah, it was actually kind
of
good.
By the way, I was a really big fan of the team up movie. That was awesome.
Yeah, and the Ghost Sager cameo in there. Yeah, it was sweet. I liked it.
Well, not the cameo.
I love the cameo because they took care of that overrated Juzo guy.
What are you talking about?
There's a team up called Shinkenger versus Goanger, and the Ghost Sagers just show up randomly for
make a
one
small
fight
cameo.
And then leave.
Just so what, that
what
just came
do.
Out or something?
Yeah, it's actually before even the series premiered, they were in this.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like, look at us, now watch our show, coming next month or whatever.
I guess.
It's a little merchandising tendencies. It's infecting
exactly
the other shows now.
Yeah. Oh, and nobody saw them except for the Lantern.
Oh. He's got to keep the secret.
For no reason, really. Like, what's... What terrible thing is going to happen?
Because Juice was
the angels
one of
get him.
That I like. I liked the idea of him, but they never really used him. So,
yeah,
I soured on him because they had a chance with him, but they didn't really do much with him.
No, they really didn't. He was just kind of broody.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have a bigger role.
I wanted a bigger fight with the Red Ranger. I mean, he seriously wanted like the fight, and that's all he lived for. And we got that little one where he kind of quote unquote died, but then he came back. So I don't think
that
really
was much. No, they wasted him. Very much wasted him. They did.
I mean, did you want him to turn good or what?
Like... No, I just wanted more of a story.
I wanted an all-out brawl. That's what I wanted.
Something like. What? He just disappeared for a lot of the series in the middle.
Wait, an all-out brawl? There was like a whole like two episodes devoted like specifically to that.
I need more.
Then he just dies like a
Urimasa thirsts for more.
I guess. And this is just kind of like, what?
Honestly, the banjo chick was cooler than him.
The little fluff ball that she was carrying was cooler than him.
That's true.
And he got stepped on. Oh, it was so sad.
Oh, poor fluff ball.
I was not happy when that happened.
But I did like the team up because like the Goanders weren't as annoying as they can be, which was
they were
plus.
Toned down in this. Because I didn't keep up with that.
Except for Gunpei, you know, he had to be crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. Gunpei. I was like, oh, good thing I did not watch this because I don't think I could stand this.
It was great.
He's like, oh, I'm trapped in the prison, but they already opened the door, but I don't realize it because I'm stupid.
Hilarious. It was awesome.
He didn't really show it in here. And I was a little upset that in Samurai World, the samurais were captured. They couldn't even be like actual samurais in their own world.
Yeah, they need some better worlds besides like Christmas World. What's that?
That's great. So random, but like, what? Christmas World.
And I'm kind of annoyed that this movie, the whole plot was about different worlds when that same thing is going to be recycled in the new Shin Kendra special that's coming out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. Like, why would you do it twice? That annoys me.
Well,
because, I mean, it's Goanger's thing. They go to different worlds or whatever.
Oh, I see.
All, like, stupid worlds. Because, like in the Goanger movie, they went to Shinkenger World. Samurai World. And for a second, I was like, are we going to see what's-his-name from the movie? Fize. Come right, Fize, come back.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's the same actor. But anyway.
All right.
We've gone way off.
But see, you see how Ghost Sager is not that interesting to talk about? This is what you talk about.
Basically.
Yeah, but the cheerleading episode cheerleading, she's creating electricity with her cheers.
Yeah, all that static electricity, it's just overwhelming.
My God.
I can't believe it.
They took what could have been a really decent episode. Like, oh, look, she made a friend in the hospital. Even though we've been down this road before, I feel like somebody had to save someone who was sick or something. Anyway, but like it could have been really nice, you know, showing, you know, whatever. And then it's like, hey, we're just going to add dancing whenever we can.
Yeah, I'm confused. Like she was supposed to be having some serious surgery, but they were able to sit there with no electricity for a long time. And then she was already up and in her wheelchair by the end of the episode. It couldn't have been that big of a surgery.
Well, I don't think they got started until...
Was she having her tonsils taken out or what?
Yes, I have serious business right now. Okay, you could die.
Uh-huh.
You could die.
They didn't start the surgery, like, fully started.
Until... Little spit suckers.
They were about to start, but then it went out, and then the backup electricity came on, but then that went out. So all they were trying to do is just give her oxygen so that, you know, she can stay awake.
Yeah. Which I have to say, like, it reminds me of there was an episode of Ninja Storm where a monster like breaks power lines or whatever, and there's like this super quick shot where they're in a hospital or whatever, and somebody's getting operated on, and the lights go out, and the instant the lights go out, somebody goes, "Turn on the backup generator," and then we cut away. So it's like it takes away all of like the sense of danger of like it just invalidates the whole point of even showing that scene, like. They're supposed to be in danger, but oh well.
But you can't have people dying in the hospital.
Well, they're not gonna die because the fire bridges are gonna fix it, right? Like that's the whole idea. Like whatever.
So. Yeah, I mean, honestly, go ahead.
I know I was a little perturbed by the fact that her brother was a little too excited about the fact that he saw her in a miniskirt.
Yeah, that was a little weird that they gave him that line.
He was digging it.
Well, they have a very special relationship that we don't talk about.
I'm sure they do.
They are from the South.
Yes. Atlantic South.
Yes. I know. You know what? Like, I don't know what to say. It's just, okay, look. It's there. Like, you see the formula, right? I mean, granted, even Power Rangers had a formula or whatever. But... it was just like the same thing. It's like, all right, let's start out with like a scene with the kid. Then there has to be some kind of wacky conflict.
The kid wasn't there.
Say what?
The kid wasn't there.
Which?
Well, in the last
11. 11, they got rid of the kid.
in one episode, he wasn't there. Okay.
Yeah. They had to make room for the robot.
That's why it was a better episode.
Wow. Overall, there is
some... name? I forgot his name.
Nonomu.
Nozumu.
Nonomumu, that's right. Nonomumu.
So, no, but like the first scene, there's always some wacky conflict, you know, and then like with the nice music. Always.
Exactly what it was.
Exactly.
Right?
Wacky conflict. Then you have the commercial, not the commercial, the opening. And then you cut to like, hey, either like go back to the wacky conflict or hey, there's the monster. Oh, wow. Ah, this monster, I don't think he can do well. Ah, well, I'm going to send him out anyway. Your power could be good. Blah. Send out the monster. And then wacky conflict. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Some arguments. And then in the middle of the thing, there's danger. Dun-dun-dun. You think it's going to be a good episode. And then it turns out to be some wacky crap that they do and thing. And then Zords. Oh, and the Zords, they're always like, oh no, he's defeated, like the monster. Oh, he's defeated. And then like, oh no, he's not. I can make him grow. Like, oh my gosh, you've been doing this for the past how many episodes? Oh my gosh, stop. Right? And then he grows. And then like the people, they get endangered. Like, oh no, what are we gonna do? You know what you're gonna do. You have headers, you pieces of crap. You have headers.
They have to set up the inevitable new 37 yes. more that yes. they're going
to
show.
Yes, because they have to get the new one. They always
have the old ones one. Don't apply to this.
Yes. Yes. Like, they've got to have like dozens by now, like little headers or whatever. Like what are we on? 11? And there's so many. Like
there's three sets of three for the tribes. And I guess the dragon thing ain't going to happen very often. That's like a special.
Yeah, which is, it just invalidates the whole introduction of them.
He needs to be able to draw the heads again, you know, with his awesome art talent.
I guess he'll just never be able to for some reason.
All I know.
Well, I took it as he wouldn't be able to create more.
Because he's a freaking retard. He keeps getting like bombarded by the chicks because, oh, you have to buy us ice cream now. And he just sits there. Oh my goodness, he is so horrible. I cannot stand
him. I really can't stand the Red Ranger either. We need to just get rid of the Sky Tribe people.
Oh, not the girl. Get rid of the doormat. But the girl, I like it. We need this kid though. She's growing on me.
You need to stop.
Oh, hey, Spy thanks. Loves him some ears. What do you guys think I say?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, so honestly, like, besides, like, with a couple of episodes that have broke the norm, which actually, coincidentally, they've been with Blue, right? I mean, it's like, yeah. Oh, wow. Everything else is just the same crap. I'm like, oh, my God. Shut up.
I mean, to say positive things, like, episode 10 was good. I mean, for me at least. Going into his past and, like, seeing his old partner and explaining why he's the only Sikh dude. It was actually like kind of good. You know, I sort of wish they'd do more of that.
He needs a lady partner, though? He needs a lady partner. I need a lady partner.
Yeah, it's, well, maybe he's the lady.
Maybe they had a special relationship too. That
hey now, don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, and can we talk about that crazy psychotic professor with the fish hat?
Yeah. Oh my god, that dude with the voice.
And how did he know that he was an angel?
That's true.
Were they trying to set up something? Red was saying that he's special or something. So. He must be some kind of special dude or whatever that could see angels too. Like crazy. Crazy town.
Somebody suggested that he was going to be the sixth guy, which I really...
If he is, I doubt it.
This has to be an act. This has to be like a Clark Kent scenario. Like, he's pretending
that's his voice.
Crazy.
Dude, they had Shinken Gold. He's kind of wacky. They could do a wacky guy again. He's all...
We don't have any wacky characters in this year.
just take your pick. Like anyone is wacky at some point.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I cannot stand. Cannot stand most of these episodes. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It is what it
You know,
is.
honestly, they're not as trying for me as like Gowanger was, but there isn't a lot of substance there, no, but it's not a chore. Gowanger was a chore.
You see,
That
the thing,
was
it's just like, I don't know, maybe, because, like, I mean, I don't have much to necessarily complain about either. I mean, yeah, people are annoying or whatever. It's just there for me. It's just there. If it
It's just
doesn't involve
there.
blue, it's just there. It's just like,
Yeah.
because blue seems to have, like, I don't know, anytime he does stuff, it's like, oh, look, there's some
Interesting.
depth. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something.
Oh, and the one that actually made me, like, laugh out loud was when it was ears and black one
Oh,
at the old man's
angry.
house.
Yes, I like that
That was
episode.
hilarious.
My wife's not dead. What?
I just love the ladies.
Yeah.
So yeah, like besides those, if everything else is just like, oh my gosh, really? And don't have an episode with Red One. No,
No,
just ugh.
there's not much redeemable there.
Oh.
So yeah.
Dude, that's saying a lot because I was a big fan of John, so if I like him, if I like Gekki Red that much and you're a Red Ranger and I hate you, there's something wrong with you.
I mean, in the first episode, he didn't even seem like that type of character to me. Like, maybe I was just not paying enough attention,
Wait, why are
but
you gobbling your mic, yo?
yeah,
I
for
don't
real.
know. I don't
Dude,
know.
in the first episode, he lost his effing change card. He's an idiot.
No, but he didn't seem so like ridiculously cartoonish that it was just like, oh my God, like stop talking, like get out of the screen, like let
He
someone
seemed
else
really
say something.
boring to me in the premiere, and I think this is their way of trying to give him a character, quote unquote.
He
So
didn't
I don't know.
spend
He...
the in the premiere, he didn't spend enough time around Pink to have her subjugate him.
Yeah.
So, which it's just sad, really, at this point.
I kind of like that he's become the team punching bag, though. Like they'll just leave him off with the girls, and they'll just laugh behind his back.
the kid,
Like
yo. Even the
even we
kid.
don't like him.
Yeah.
Nonomumu is like making jokes, yo. Like, yo.
But that's the thing, like his personality, like he'll find a way to like it. Like nothing is ever really that bad for him because he's just like, I don't know, he'll find some positive spin on anything. Oh, your sister's dead. Oh, okay. Well,
Well, now more
she
gifts
was
for you.
nice. Yeah, at Christmas
More
time, it's
parental
all you.
attention.
It's like more snacks for you, more pudding. Wow.
It's like, oh, okay, wow.
Yep, that's Ghost Sager. Yep. Something needs to happen quickly.
So
For sure.
what do you think of those new Zords there, Lisa?
I have to click on it.
Take a look.
They're irrelevant,
Is this
really.
for Gosei Knight?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're just irrelevant to me. I mean, they're fine. I mean, they look fine to me, but
They look cool.
Yeah, they
yeah,
look.
but it's just like I don't want to have that to look forward to instead of like story or
Dang.
like
Like, I don't
Not
want to
main
look.
lion forms the torso and the arms, and then he just get like leg attachments.
Yes. And then they flip spots when they combine with the others. See
Oh.
how he's. It's kind of like a Ninja Storm.
Well, it looks cool in the picture, but I haven't been loving the Zords in action.
But look, they all combine. So where the dragon head goes is now his belly button.
It's fabulous.
He's got a belly button to put a head on.
To put a
Yay!
head on. But
Put a
yeah,
head on his
just
belly button.
yeah, you know, just yeah, yeah.
It's
No, it looks cool.
something.
It's
As long
cool.
as they don't get too crazy, I don't want another fustercluck.
Basically.
We're
Basically.
already there. Did you not see the
Oh,
preview for next week?
we're going to like, don't you worry about that.
What
We're
was the preview? What
Oh.
was the preview again? I forgot.
Big main bad guy fights comes down and fights them all, so they have to combine.
Oh yes, main fight bad guy, main
I
bad
like
guy.
how they couldn't even sit on the fact that they got dad as hyper for one episode. They had to immediately go to the upgrade next week. They can't hold off any bit. They gotta.
Well, because there's so many that they have to, like every couple weeks
Yeah,
or
seriously,
every week.
every episode, hey, something new. It's yeah.
And that's like, that used to be what Power Rangers did, but that was because they were skipping through. Like, you know, like, they were skipping Sentai episodes or whatever.
Right, yes. Right.
But now,
there's another one
for the actual Sentai is doing it. And it's just like, oh, God. I don't think, I mean, the Power Ranger version would have to, like, introduce, like, three in a row, like, in the same episode or something.
They probably would.
Right.
Yeah.
In order to keep up.
Awesome. Like, cram
look at that
it
box
all
down
into...
below. That's all the heads. That's insane.
Yes. See, the thing on top is the it's for the movie. It's a blue repaint of the dragon. But see how it has five heads? So it has a new head for each of the original four Zords.
You know.
So all you actually are buying is just the repaint, but it comes with five heads. Which is better because in past series they just make you rebuy the whole thing.
Yeah, they'll just slap it put a paint on it.
Like,
not even
like the green Opera Ranger thing.
It's
you
just
know?
It's just too much, man. It's too much.
For real, look at all those heads.
It's too much. No.
And you gotta buy,
I don't
you gotta
approve.
Buy the big Bally staff to get the hyper mode for the Red Ranger.
I do not approve. I'm not.
Are you gonna get a microphone? Just... Get the microphone, Lisa.
Yeah, the microphone I disapprove of.
Wow.
I like the new ending that has the microphone.
Well,
no.
Yes. You might be disappointed in a couple weeks when it disappears, because that's apparently what's going to happen. See, this is what makes it so stupid, is like, I actually, you know, started to prefer that one, right? But now it just looks like, well, I knew it from the beginning anyway, but now it really looks like the only reason they did that in the first place was just to sell the new microphones.
But
and now, like, that they've used it up, like, let's go back to the other one.
Dance
Are they
going to
go back?
Dance party!
Yeah, they're
Come
gonna
on.
Go back to the original one. Apparently,
well,
it already happened. So,
oh
I
my
like
god,
I like the dance endings though.
Wow,
yeah,
the
I
dance
actually kind
endings
of
are...
started to like it.
You started to use crack. Why?
No, I mean compared to the original one, which is just like them like sitting around a tree. Like...
Oh, I never watched that crap. I'm sorry. I'm just like
that was one of the coolest. That was one of the coolest things about Magi Ranger was their awesome dance party at the end.
I actually did like that a lot. It was great.
And how great was that at the end of the Shinkenger Goanger movie when they did the Shinkenger lap?
I liked theirs actually because they were
yes.
awesome.
Dance party, come on.
Dance party and period piece. Oh my god.
That's true.
Shinkenger's a busted move.
Crossing genres.
Mm-hmm.
It like combine the song. Like, oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
that was
kind of.
Gotta do another lap. They always gotta do another lap.
Yes.
That's great.
I don't know any of you.
What?
None of
I'm
you.
I'm just saying, like, the current one, or current for us anyway, ending is better than the one that we got, like, in episode one or whatever. Because
I
was just
I would
bland.
Agree with that.
I don't know how you can hate on the dancing. Come on.
It's That's simple. Ultimate. They're dancing. The end. It's not
Dude, come
anything.
On, they can... But you couldn't dance that well. Come on.
Well,
now.
I don't hate the dancing. I just hate that they have the microphone in there, and that's all it's for, is to say,
yeah,
hey,
I'm
here's
not,
a new
I'm
toy.
Not big on the microphone. Not big on the microphone,
Literally.
No.
That's like
it,
the whole reason for them to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I like
man.
The, it's yeah, the dancing is fine.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna move
you know,
on along. I'm gonna move on along.
And
I can't
fact,
take it. I can't
fact,
take it.
Can I say?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
I was gonna say the only thing that brings this current episode down a notch is the fact that the whole team didn't fight by dancing.
Because they don't know. They don't know how to cheerlead. They don't know how to create electricity with their feet.
See, again.
Do you want
Agri in a miniskirt? Do you? Do you?
I do.
Well,
I think he wants himself on a mini skirt.
I think so too. He's pretty eager.
See,
I think
again,
he wants more
again,
than a mini skirt.
Magic Ranger did it better first. They had their cheerleading episode, and that was awesome. With the two girls,
have a cheerleading episode.
Two That's girls were cheerleading.
That was not my favorite. No,
what?
But whatever.
They got a spell code to help them cheerlead.
It was not good.
Wow. But...
Yo. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say.
And on the plus side, none of the brothers were attracted to them while they were cheerleading. So.
Well, yeah, there's that. The lack of incest, I guess. Is,
mm-hmm.
That's a plus.
They had a mother around. It's the family values.
Yeah, these angels, man, I don't know.
Hell, they were fighting their father.
So angelic. I don't know.
You keep messing with your mic, yo.
Seriously.
Sorry. Okay, but anyway, for like the ninth time, what I was going to say was that it's been suggested that one of the reasons why they're pimping their crop so hard this year is that because of the breaking of ties between Disney and Toei, like because you know Power Rangers, like they funneled a lot of funds into Sentai, and that sort of helped them pay for all their crap, or a lot of it anyway. And so this year is like the first year where they're like actually on their own again.
So they got used to it, and now they're panicking or something.
It seems like that would. Or that makes sense anyway to me. Like
it does. I like it.
Yeah. Mm. So now they just have to like throw in, you know, go say Mike, and you know, 7,000 heads. And
see, here's an idea. How about you cut down on the number of episodes you do? Oh my god.
No. Why are you saying that? Are you a Disney executive?
How dare you?
How about they don't need 50? Okay, they don't need 50.
Here's an idea. Battleizer.
Yes.
How about no?
Oh my god. Yes.
No.
And you think this is bad? Next season is going to be their big decade type of season, you know? So
is it really?
It's the 35th anniversary.
It's people have been talking about doing that, but I don't know. So, I mean, it's the anniversary, so lots of homages to the past you can expect.
I would like that. If they did it like Bokinger style, where they have like villains that look like the old robots, that's fine. But I didn't really
30th like... 30th anniversary was awesome. 25, yeah. Not so much. Well, 25 was bad.
I can't speak to that.
It was that's not the best.
Yeah, that
was the Wild
I know
Force.
Where he was going. I know where he was going. It was the Wild Force. But I did not see Gal Ranger. I can't comment.
It's only a tiny, tiny, tiny bit better than Wild Force.
Well,
very tiny. Very
that's
tiny.
That's not saying much.
No.
Exactly.
So people are saying that that's why they're pimping a lot of things in the show. Yeah,
way harder than they would normally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is insane.
It is insane. But again, see, this is where you cut down on episodes because really... I mean, they don't have a break between seasons. It's just like one goes into the other. Like, it just keeps going and going and going. If they cut down like 8 episodes.
No way.
Hush. Just write it good. Like, that's really my only. Like, make good episodes. Like, don't make them crap just because you have to throw in.
The thing is that. When you don't have a rest to produce like a great season for like the next season or whatever, if there's no rest to like, oh, okay, let's prepare whatever, then that's when you're going to get like boom, 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 boom. Okay,
but
okay, we're going to fill in.
It's not the same people
the
in charge of second seasons.
Yeah, it's every season is kind of like a refresh of the crew and the creatives behind it. So there's not really that overlap.
It's not like you're going to be stuck with this suck vortex like Kalish or anything, you know? It's
anyway, it's not the same people. So.
You're not going to be hit back to back to back with really crappy seasons.
So wait, you're saying like all the crew just changes each season, like, or every other season or whatever? I mean, I don't get it. What are y'all saying?
Writers go from different shows like this. Okay. The writers for last year are not the writers for this year.
Okay.
And they weren't the writers for the year before either.
Okay.
So they sort of skip around. Like, I think somebody from Kamen Rider Deno wrote Shinkenger or something like that.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Or something. I don't know. Like it's an incestuous little group, but they don't.
So basically,
just stay, like in their own little.
So basically, they kind of like rotate, you know. So like, you're not working on one particular show back to back, so that you're not burnt out, and junk.
Right.
Oh. Basically.
Okay, that's how they do it. That's like a movie. The thing about it is that if they want to create more funds, then how do you expect them to do it besides, oh, why don't I just write better? I mean, like, yes, in theory, that's good, but at the same time. sometimes you can have the best season ever and nobody watches it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, for the quality of the show, like, you don't have to make a bad show in order for it to still have, you know, a million Zords. I feel like you can write a good show and still have that crap if you want to do all that.
The thing is, though, is that once you have too much crap, it's really hard to get stuff properly done, like space out things, because like it's like, oh crap, we have to like introduce like a new thing, and not just one new thing, not just it's like 50 billion things in like one episode. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there was a lot of crap in Bokenger, but it never felt like it was, you know,
was
too much
as
for me.
Much was it as much as freaking Ghost Ager?
No, not as Ager much, but
that's
there
the thing
still...
but that's the thing though, like I there are seasons where like, oh wow, they seem to have a lot of crap. But this season in particular, it's like every episode.
Bokenger still had 18 mecha and a, you know, big gold sword, man.
But and then how many do we have now? Like 15 billion. I mean, what I'm saying is like this season just seems to be like three times as much. And we are not even into like midway, yo. We're not
honestly,
even into
honestly it's pretty much the same, just because instead of a new Zord, get three heads that work together. So technically, three heads is one Zord, really, because they all work together.
But they
how,
they
how only are these things sold though. I mean,
together, all three in one.
Okay, but except like the exotic brothers, the dragon heads, all the different ones. Apparently, like there's like one sold per like magazine thing, or like,
yeah,
you know,
like one's
you,
in the magazine, one's a promotional offer, one's
you have to go out of your way to get everything. Like, instead of just like, okay, here we go. Like, go to the store, grab this one package, and here we are. Like, it's like, you gotta go through all these different hoops just to buy
it. Well, that's the good thing, because, like, in Shinkenger and Gohanger, they had a lot of those, but they never appeared in the show. So, no, you didn't really have to go out of your way to buy them.
Yeah. Now it's in the show.
Well, honestly, I also think if they have... Yeah, if he comes together... Honestly, it's pretty equitable, except for maybe the ostrich, with just the random ostrich. It's pretty equitable to other recent seasons.
I'm sorry. I mean, it
does feel like it's more because of the three in one header thing.
But all I'm saying though is that we're at episode 11. Like, we're not, I mean, if we had as much crap and we were like, I don't know, like a third way, I'm like, all right, it's not that bad. But 11.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I don't know how much what is there to come after the Six Rangers Zords.
No,
hopefully that's it.
I mean, there'll probably be like one more where like everybody gets one new Zord together.
We'll see.
And that'll be it. But...
We'll see. I mean, maybe these few first 20, 25 episodes are like, we're just going to get all the mecha out of the way. Maybe.
I would like that.
I doubt it.
I mean,
well,
there usually is a big
gap between the Sixth Ranger, and then there's like one more Zord that comes later, and that's it. It's usually what they do.
I mean, there's scans of like the upgrade form for Gosei Red, and like new weapons and crap. So maybe not like Zords, quote unquote,
but
like,
crap introduced.
Yeah, there's still more.
Well, as long as they vary it, that would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's better than just like heads.
Yeah, just head after head after head. Yeah.
I guess my thing is like, I don't mind if like there are a couple of episodes that are revolved around, oh, okay, like how they're gonna get this new thing or whatever, like, and they write it well. I don't mind that, but if like all of them, well, I don't want to say all, but if most of them are like that, then I'm just like, I'm just tired. It's just like the same thing after another. So that's why I'm just like, oh, okay. So they're getting that now. Oh, that's how they had to get. Oh, okay. I just want something different, man. You know what I'm saying? So just.
And it's annoying because everything seems so disposable. Like they use it one episode and then they need something different for the next episode. It's not like anything has a time to shine.
Yes, but then to show you it's not disposable, they have them all combined together.
Yep.
Well, what did he do? Like, I don't even remember half of them. Like, so when they show up again, it's like, oh, that's not new. I forgot all about it. Whoops.
For real.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, in Bokenger, when they all combined together, it didn't seem clunky. And now, last few seasons, then, yeah, the Ultimate Daiboken seemed okay, but now it's like,
It's outrageous. I don't like it.
Goandru, the Goandru and the Shinkendru one, it's just you can't do anything with it. It just sits
No,
there.
he announced like 23 formation, and I was like, oh no, you're not really.
Yes, that was awesome.
I was like, oh please no.
I actually kind of like the 23 because they just uncombined, so it didn't look
Yeah.
as
I was like, thank you.
effing
It's just,
retarded. But
and
I thought for
then
sure they were going to find a way to get all of them together in one, and it was just going to be this big, massive lump of
lump
machinery.
of crap, yo.
Yeah.
Lump of crap. I'm
Because
just
half of it doesn't even look good after like 10? No.
10. You're being nice.
Yeah, Diablo 10 is
Dude,
fine. The
please.
Shinkendra one, I mean, I can't even put it on my shelf. It's too damn big.
Is it really?
It is too effing big. My shelf does not go that high. Because it's got stupid horns and the big crab claws are all up in the
Crab
sky. And
claws. Wow.
it's all. And he
Horrible.
just stands there, you know? Because like he likes standing in the bull's like dismembered legs, the front of him. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? And
Wow.
pick it up and throw it at somebody?
Amazing.
I mean, it's.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, anything else with the episodes that we're forgetting or
No.
that you thought
Do you
was an abomination?
do you like Red Ranger's giant blow pop of doom right there?
Giant
This
blow
Oh yeah,
pop of
I can't
doom.
wait for the introduction.
I know, right?
It
This
kind of looks
big.
like a hamster ball like attached to a staff.
Basically.
Yeah. Or like Green Samurai Ranger's Morpher maybe attached to a
No, like a
staff.
hamster ball.
Or a hamster.
Like
But you could
that's the gold thing inside, just running around, powering it up.
honestly, because there's so much stuff, I haven't even considered buying anything at this
See?
point.
See?
I bought the
See?
tensor.
Sensory overload.
Yeah,
Sensory
like
overload.
I think I'll eventually get the morpher, but really, that's probably it.
Yeah, it's too
Too
much.
much crap.
And that's seen a lot because I've bought the Zords every single year for like 5, 6 years in a row now.
See, I like the Zords and I would buy them, but you guys just said that they were going to be really hard to get, so I don't want drama. I just want to
I mean,
click and order.
there's only drama if you want to get all the stupid dragon heads.
Yes.
Well, do you buy the dragon heads?
I want all the heads. I want a set.
You need to go buy a magazine just to get one.
Man.
No, I learned my lesson when I tried to buy the Bomber Soul for Goandru.
Oh, that one was difficult.
It came by itself, and you could only buy it if you went to some arena event, live
Oh, you
arena
didn't
thing.
go? Did you go to Japan?
No, well, I got it though.
Did you?
Yes,
Oh, it wasn't special to some attendee.
it was only a certain number of dollars that I will not mention at
It's
this
okay.
point. And
We
I
all have
regret
our
it.
our
Trust me,
buyer's remorse.
I've been thinking about trying to sell that and thinking about
Oh.
it. Well, it's stupid Bomper. He's annoying as hell. He's the no no moo moo of the group.
He seemed pretty all right in the team-up movie. He was subdued.
That reminds me of the team up movie when they have the one foot soldier riding the other one. What was that? What was that?
Hilarity. Oh,
Oh.
goodness. So we've lost Tristan.
Apparently.
And I've been trying to call him back, and it's not working. Okay, so what are you guys gonna do? Okay, just talk. And then see when he comes back.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Power Ranger
I'll do
time.
nothing.
You're doing nothing. Power Ranger time.
Yay.
Oh, what's Scar doing? What's he doing? Crazy transmutation circle.
Wait, are you watching it now?
I am reading the manga.
You're not
Trying to
reading
see
the
what.
manga. We have a podcast to do.
Oh, I thought we were waiting.
We are? I didn't know we were doing it.
Anyway, we have stuff to talk about. Duh.
Like, Rangers on a campus.
Robert Axelrod's new
Oh my
promo.
God.
Oh, that was hot. I saw
Okay,
it.
you know what? I'm sorry. He cannot do Finster's voice anymore. He just can't do it.
Finster's voice is his speaking voice.
Basically.
It didn't used to be. Used to be a little different.
Well, he used to be a little high-pitched.
He still got Zed down, but now his Finster's all on crack.
This Finster's fine.
No. At least it was better than his first video, which is just a minute of him dying.
You need to stop. Wow, you need to stop talking about X-Ra like that, yo. You need to respect your elders. Okay.
I like that he's into it. I dig his enthusiasm.
I do agree. I agree. I enjoy the enthusiasm, but he's,
yeah, he's
starting
like,
to come off a little bit.
Everybody
of,
there.
No.
Come to see Lord Zedd. I'm the biggest and best thing.
Yeah. I think he's turning into the new Morphicon kid.
Let's not even. Let's not. No. But then we had to talk about David Yost.
That was bad. That was so horrible. That was
obviously
that was...
feeling degenerate as Marcus. The
I'm
shortest
like a...
of them all.
Yeah, I noticed
aren't
that.
Like a million, aren't there like a million movies in the world that are, I used to be bad, but I turned good, now they're trying to drag me back in.
Is that what's going on in here?
That's what it seemed like, another one of those movies.
Obviously, they did not see his episode of Power Ranger Punks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really should have given him a torn-up jean jacket.
But honestly, I did not recognize him until he started speaking. You know, because like, you see this like dark hair goatee, you know, and you expect to, and then no, he's up here. I'm like, what?
It's like,
he didn't look as crazy old as he usually does.
No,
I think this was filmed a long time ago and it's just resurfacing. I think that's what it is. Because
like 20 years ago?
It has to be because like this looks, I mean, the film itself even looks old. Like it looks older. I don't know. I don't think it
looks like a camcorder.
Oh, snap.
Well, I mean, you know, like, what was that movie that we just saw? The Ray Park one? I mean, it looks like that.
Shoot.
Devil
Hellbinders.
Evil.
That's
Hellbinders.
Right.
Something. Yeah, that's
yeah, I mean, it's all the same low budget quality.
I don't know. Hellbinders looked a little better than that.
Dude.
A little bit.
Hellbinders looked a lot better than that.
I was gonna say they look more like Devin's ghost, like bad.
Devin's ghost. I would agree.
Oh no, Devin's ghost.
But no, I mean, it's fine.
You know,
it was something.
Obviously, we're not going in thinking it's gonna be the next Hollywood blockbuster or anything.
Is there a way to actually see it?
I hope so. I'm hoping that being online means that it's coming out soon, and that NPS is gonna review every minute of it.
Spy's gonna have to buy a DVD from Brazil.
It's a problem.
Or Africa.
South Africa, I'm looking to you. Help us out.
See the movie is about Marcus and his three friends who flee the city after a night of violence, seeking refuge in the Arizona desert. They will find that their friendships can only stretch so far.
Uh oh, he's getting betrayed.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's
something.
Intense.
Very intense. They're going to have to deal with some immigrants since they're in Arizona, you know.
Damn immigrants.
Damn Mexicans. But
yeah,
no,
I really don't want to see that.
Really? You said a lot worse.
Yeah, but the other stuff we watch is like so bad it's good. This just looks bad.
You don't know yet. You don't know that yet.
You know, because like the other one at least had like Ray Park in it, which was an interesting novelty.
Ray Park and is awesome.
He is.
I love that guy. I do. But yeah, I, you know, let me see what else is on here. Let's see. Walter Jones is not a junkie.
Oh boy.
Woo. Oh yeah.
I was worried.
I forgot that was still going on. Actually.
For real, I did
Same
too.
Here. I thought he.
I thought it was like a $50 ticket, and that was it. Like, oh, here, pay a few dollars. Okay, that's it.
But the thing is, he wasn't even drunk. That's the thing. Like, they just pulled him over because, hey, you're black. Get over here. Like, hey, now.
He didn't have a 40 ounce?
Nah.
Oh.
20.
Playa. Yeah.
But of course, we have to talk about no more Power Rangers in fall 2011?
No, don't take our reversionings away. It's the only thing keeping me going.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Honestly, I was ready for Power Rangers to end like 5 years ago, so. You know?
Yeah, it's just been a long, slow death.
Because, like, you know, like, I'm like, okay, Mystic Force is bad, but, you know, we have bad seasons. And then Overdrive came around. I'm like, whoa, wait, that's not the best. And then Jungle Fury makes it 3 for 3, and I'm like, yeah, we're done. We're fully done for sure now. And RPM was, you know, it was nice. It was a nice little, you know, last hurrah, but, you know, I mean,
Yeah, they just
I
wanted to
don't.
go out on top. They're like, we just got to push ourselves. And then
Yeah.
it's over.
By the way, like, this week was like the first time I've ever stopped and actually watched Disney XD. So I saw commercials, and that Aaron Stone thing looks like the worst thing in the world. It really
Watched
does.
it.
The thing is, the premiere, you know how these goes, right? The premiere looks good, right? Looks like it's gonna be something. And then it becomes like, oh wow, like some high school crap I don't care about. Oh look, the little brother has something. Oh, okay, that's crap. So I just stopped watching. I'm just like, whatever, dude, like I'm
Because
done.
I'm gonna tell you what I saw. I saw a midget hooked up to an electric chair.
What?
I saw a guy in a Frankenstein mask where you could see the bottom of the mask. Like he just had the mask on, and that was it. I saw a chick like shoot bugs out of her mouth. And then I saw like some crazy, like weird, bad-looking video game. And then I saw some kids stand there saying, "You know, you can never defeat Aaron Stone." And that was it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna watch this show.
Yeah, I stopped. You know, I was just like, you know what? I mean, it was kind of going somewhere, but I'm just like, I don't really care about this high school BS because I don't care. Like, I don't care, dude, you know?
Because when you've got like Ricardo Medina level acting with, "You can never defeat Aaron Stone," I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna. I'm sorry. I like to have an open mind, but there's no.
Yeah, I tried. I did. It looked good.
My TV remote has defeated Aaron Stone.
You know, premiere was good, cool looking. You know, there's some cool fight scenes, but that was it. I'm done. I was done. Never went back. But yeah, I just look. The thing is that they being Litten Entertainment, they announced that hey, we're going to produce 3 hours of original content exclusively for affiliates of ABC, and so the ABC Affiliate Associations Board. We're like, hey, that's a great idea, and we'll make money. So that's the thing. That's the problem. They're gonna put that on, and then usually the Disney shows, you know, did better than Power Rangers. So
They
seeing
cut Power
Power
Rangers out here
Rangers.
anyway, so we don't really lose anything out here because it's already been done.
So yeah, that's kind of the problem. I say it's a problem because, like, you know, I. To this day, you still get people, even at work, yo, you still get people like, oh my goodness, Power Rangers is on, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. I mean, like, people still talk about it. And so, and then, like, you got little kids who watch it too, like, for the first time. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. Because the thing is, if it leaves ABC Kids, then normally people think that, oh, it'll go on another, like, channel that ABC has. Well, what's the other channel? Disney XD.
I don't
What happened there?
Nice.
What
Yeah.
happened there?
Well, Aaron Stone is the one that kind of kicked off RPM
Oh.
a little bit.
No bit.
You know?
Power Rangers will disappear for a couple of years and they'll bring it back on in reruns. They rerun everything. They'll restart reshow. I mean, good lord, they're reshowing the freaking Silver Surfer cartoon. That thing was the worst thing ever. I mean, they got good 90s cartoons like X-Men and Spider-Man, but if they're still showing Silver Surfer and the Incredible Hulk and that Iron Man and they'll show it all. So, we'll see Power Rangers again, don't worry. We
I don't
gotta
know. I just.
we gotta restart our daily rotation of replaying King for a day. Whenever you turn on TV, yep, hey, it's King for a day.
Day.
Yeah. It's great. Love that episode.
It is a good episode.
Is. Not for like the 50th time, though.
It's good if they just showed the Vulcan skull parts.
Wow. Can you, like, not be on crack? Just
They saved the world.
Just saying.
They are good parts.
Them and Lizard Man saved it.
I'm just saying.
And then Bulk like sat on a cog and then drilled a fart into him. It was awesome.
But yeah, I'm just kind of annoyed a little bit. Like, I'm just, you know, you just get annoyed. It's like they start something and then they take it off. And they start something, and then they take it. Even back in the day with the OTO stuff, they start something, they take it off. It's just annoying. It's just like, can we get through? Well, I mean, this is 2011, right? So maybe we'll get through one season. You know, maybe they'll finish
a season. Here it is. Here's the Aaron Stone commercial again. He's jumping. He's jumping. Midget in electric chair. Midget in electric chair.
Midget in an electric chair.
Frankenstein mask. Lady shooting bees out of her mouth. Indiana Jones. Guy with the staff. Aaron Stone acting. Guy that kind of looks like young Kiefer Sutherland. That was a great commercial. That was
thank you.
New episodes of Aaron Stone this summer, as it says. Yes. That's when everybody wants to watch all their new
and
TV.
That play-by-play makes me want to catch them all.
Thanks. Right?
Well, they have a lot of, all these shows just look like the worst thing ever. Like this show, these kids in a band, this kid in a band with all these like man children.
What?
And the show is called I'm in the Band.
What? Okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
And they're why did they just jumped into a wall for some reason? And there's these two jackass kids that like, they're like, it's like their own Ninja Storm where they're just riding around bikes all the time.
Yay.
Amazing.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's a black kid.
Oh, thank goodness.
He kind of looks like Keith Robinson.
Oh, my God.
It's young Keith Robinson.
Oh, wow.
He's chopping it up.
Not even young Keith Robinson would do that.
Zeke and Luther. That's a good name for a show. Kick Buttowski. That's a cartoon. It's some little kid dressed up like Evel Knievel.
Why are you trying to torture me, yo? Like, for real.
Don't you want to watch Disney XD now because it has all this quality programming?
I'm really, like, why? Are you trying to
talk? Honestly, I've been staying up late a lot recently, and I've been watching Boomerang. I love Boomerang. Oh, Boomerang is so good. Because it has all the old cartoons.
Oh, you know? Yeah, Boomerang, yeah.
Yeah! And like, if I can't sleep and I wake up early in the morning, guess what's on? Captain Planet!
He's a hero!
Gonna take pollution down to zero!
Amazing. But yeah, I'm just saying that I just want something consistent. Like, hey, you know what? We're gonna, even if you're saying, look, we're gonna show this amount of episodes and that's it. Like do not like this up in the air. Like, well, we're gonna do this and we'll see what happens, and then you see what happens, and we're like, okay, we'll just forget it and what. I'm just over it. Like, just.
Well, I can understand where they're not showing though, because they said on because I was looking this up online. They said the reason why they got rid of the Aaron Stone was because they don't want any more live-action shows that aren't comedies on Disney XD.
Where did you read that?
On the Aaron Stone page. On the Wikipedia.
Who said that?
That's what I said. They said that's the reason why they canceled it after the second season, which is coming out in the summers. They only want live-action shows that are comedies. All their action shows have to be cartoons.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the way the direction they want to take the channel.
That is retarded, though.
At least there's a reason. I mean, I guess that's
like,
something.
It's just, I mean, so like basically they don't want any other live action shows that are like, you know, put action. Effort out of action. Yes. Yeah, basically.
Right.
So they're just trying to, really just trying to kill the meat. So basically, this is what Disney, wow, they bought up Power Rangers. Granted, they bought up the catalog of whatever, and Power Rangers happened to be in it. But they bought it up, and they even took on an executive producer who was quote-unquote good at producing these live-action shows. And then they produce these live-action shows. You're like, you know what? We don't want that anymore. We're just going to kill it.
Okay, see, here's the thing. This is what I always have to tell people in like the toy thread too, is when they make these decisions, they have to have something to base it on. I mean, those shows probably don't get good ratings, and that's why they're canceling them. They have to have a reason. They don't just do it to piss you off. Is what people need to realize.
A likely story.
I mean, they're live action shows that are all actiony, probably don't do any good ratings. So like, let's just get rid of them then.
Nah, but what I'm saying is like,
what about Action Jackson? How'd that do?
No, actually did very well.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, actually.
Well, Power Rangers did for a few years too.
The thing, what my problem is that just I don't know necessarily with the new ones, the new things that they have, but like I know with like the Hannah Montanas and the whatever. Well, especially Hannah Montana, they always had merch, mm-hmm. right? So they had good ratings and they had merch. With the live action, it's really like the merch did like way better than the what you call it. So are they saying that, hey, look, the merch wasn't so good, so let's just cancel the show? I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's, I just feel like, I don't know, part of me feels like they weren't making enough money. It wasn't like they weren't making money. It was like they weren't making enough. So like, they're like, forget it. Bye.
Well, maybe not enough compared to the other shows they have. I mean,
yeah.
They probably get more from the like the comedies because they don't have to spend as much on that. It's just kind of a basic thing where they just kind of stand around and say their jokes. They don't have to like pay for stunt coordinators
or be on location. Or...
Yeah.
Well, they should have gotten like Dylan in more copies of Teen Beat and stuff, you know, so people would have known about it. And new heartthrob Flynn McAllister.
So yeah, I just partially I understand what you're saying, but I just think that partially they just did not handle it properly, especially with RPM. They did not.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we know that.
Well, yeah, we definitely know that.
You know, and then yeah. Aaron Stone. I don't know. I didn't follow the rating for Aaron Stone. Honestly,
I agree. I'm sure Disney is not blameless in this. I'm sure they dropped the ball somewhere, but.
You know, it's
I
just,
mean, they have to have a reason for doing this.
Honestly, they're like on Disney XD, like they were pimping Aaron Stone like nonstop, but right. It was the only live action. It was the only show that didn't fit necessarily, I would say, because like they would have like when they first started, they had like the reruns of like, X-Men and this or whatever. They had the comedies. So most of it was like the cartoons and the comedies. And Aaron Stone was the only one that didn't really mesh with that lineup. So yeah, it's easy just to like axe that and then just put in more comedies and junk. It is, you know? But at the same token, it's like it wasn't like the show was doing horrible. That's the thing. The show wasn't doing horrible. So, you know, I'm just like, it just seems as if like these, just like with the music industry now, like every like all the music industry, all they want to do is just dance music. And nobody wants to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it's like as if like, oh, okay, well this is working, so let's just make everything comedies.
Yeah, nobody wants to put out a song that doesn't have auto-tune.
Basically. You know, yeah. So I'm just like, that's not how you.
Well, it's a fickle thing because I mean, I'm sure in a few years they'll change their mind about their direction again. And they might bring it back. I mean, just as quickly as they can decide that we don't want any action stuff, they might decide we do want it again. So, I don't think Power Rangers is gone for good. There's no way. You've got 17 years.
You keep saying that, and
there's
and,
so and, much
and,
all,
and although and although it did surprise us with the whole. Like, hey, they're bringing back Mighty Morphin so soon, right after RPM didn't even, like, it wasn't even cold, yo. Like, it just ended. New Year's Day. It
was cold. The body was still warm.
Basically, the body was still warm. New Year's Day. Mighty Morphin! I mean, it was that soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, they just don't, I don't know. They just really... I don't know. They're just doing a whole bunch of crap wrong. Like there's certain things where like you dig your own ditch and this is and it's like, oh well, it's not doing well, so whatever. Let's just can't no because of what you do. Yeah, boss. I don't know.
Well, you really should see these people though in these merchandise threads. Their arguments for why Bandai should make the toys they want are just the most ridiculous thing in the world. They all truly assume that Bandai is out to get them personally.
Well, yeah,
and if,
I mean,
and if they don't produce exactly what they want, then clearly they don't know what they're doing. They make tons of money, but they don't know what they're doing.
But you do know that Bandai is after me personally. You do know that, right?
Yes, I believe I'm trying to see what I wrote in the thread. I wrote something like, contrary to popular belief, Bandai of America is not out to your mother.
That goes against some deep-seated beliefs.
I know, right?
That I have held personally.
Well, and they keep saying like they should produce larger figures. They should keep producing the larger figures. I'm like,
yes.
Go to the toy aisle in any store.
No.
Look at the figures. They're all smaller
I don't care.
across the board.
Power
Marvel Switch
Rangers
is a
is
smaller
special.
scale. All the Iron Man toys that came out for the new movie, they're all at a smaller scale. Plastic costs more money because of the oil. Everybody is going to a smaller scale, and they're like, well, then they should release two scales.
Well, they
Really?
should stop
Is Power
pouring it into
But
the
wait.
Gulf.
Is Power Rangers selling well enough that they should produce two scales? Because I've walked into Walmart recently and I see a lot of Power Ranger toys still on the shelf. They don't move that much. Everybody that
Well, that's
wanted to buy
because
them
they're
already
tiny and
did.
nobody wants to buy them.
I mean, look at the other line Bandai of America makes a lot is Ben 10. It's the same scale and it sells really well. Really well. Because people are watching the show and people want the toys. They're going with what works. And with what can be afforded. Because I'm like, yeah, they could still make those bigger figures, but they'd cost like 10, 12 bucks for one
I'd
of
pay
them. You would.
it.
Would kids' parents pay?
I went crazy on eBay last night, so yeah, I would.
Was your wacky Saturday night
Yeah,
eBay?
pretty much.
You wild child.